Hello and welcome to The Dress Circle. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
Thank you for joining us. And today we are going to be taking a look and remembering a voice from the past. We'll be remembering Gordon McRae.
And most of the recordings you're going to hear were made during the 1950s, which was the big decade for Gordon McRae, who was born on March 12, 1921, in East Orange, New Jersey. We're going to start with a song from a film called The Best Things in Life Are Free. There was a trend in Hollywood in the late 40s and early 50s to make what they called biopics, and that's a smashed together word for biographical pictures. And the subjects for these were composers, and the composers honored by this film were De Silva, Brown, and Henderson. And Gordon McRae played Buddy De Silva. Here he is to sing the title song of The Best Things in Life Are Free.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine. And love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free. In life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine. And love can come to the best things in life are free.
Gordon McRae sang the title song from The Best Things in Life Are Free.
Now, many of the songs you're hear today come exactly or directly from the soundtracks, because that's the only way we could get them for you. And if we didn't have CDs that we had gotten overseas and LPs, you probably wouldn't have those either. But we really wanted to celebrate his incredible voice. The two biggest films he's probably known for were Carousel and Oklahoma. And he wasn't the first choice for Carousel. That was Frank Sinatra, but Frank Sinatra walked off the set when he found out he had to shoot the film twice, once in regular frame and the other in CinemaScope, I believe, and he just wasn't going to do the show twice. And we have a quote by Gordon McRae about Sinatra and Carousel. He said, "Some of my friends have jokingly accused me of sticking pins into an image of Frank Sinatra or exercising some other kind of voodoo charm to get him out of the role of Billy in Carousel so that I could inherit the role. As most everyone knows by now, Frank did bow out of the picture. His decision on this matter, however, was reached without assistance, mystic, telepathic, or otherwise, from me. but I always felt that I would end up with Billy. I wasn't surprised when my agent called to say that 20th Century Fox wanted me to do it. I was excited that at last it was mine, but I wasn't surprised. In fact, he had taken on the role of Billy in a stock production so he could bone up on the role and be ready for it, because he just knew he was going to be Billy Bigelow in Carousel. Here he is with his leading lady, Shirley Jones, with If I Loved You.
Figured out for myself. What are we? Just a couple of specks of nothing. Look up there.
Why, you can't even count the stars in the sky. And the sky's so big, the sea looks small. And two little people, you and I,
see myself, kind of scrawny and pale, picking at my food and lovesick like any other guy. I'd throw away my sweater and dress up like a dude in a dicky and a collar and a tie. If I loved you. But somehow I can't see just exactly how I'd be. Yeah. would try to say.
From the film version of Carousel, Shirley Jones with Gordon McRae and If I Loved You.
Michael, that technique that Sinatra objected to was regular CinemaScope and CinemaScope 55, which was only going to be used in select theaters for the early run of the film. But by the time the film was completed, they didn't need two separate processes, which is kind of ironic because Sinatra lost a great role. And probably the greatest song in that great role is The Soliloquy. It's also our longest song on the program today, a superb piece of characterization. And those lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein II are simply wonderful. Here is Gordon McRae from the soundtrack of Carousel.
I wonder what he'll think of me. I guess he'll call me the old man. I guess he'll think I can lick every other feller's father. Well, I can. I bet that he'll turn out to be the spitting image of his dad. But he'll have more common sense than his puddin'-headed father ever had. I'll teach him to wrestle and dive through a wave when we go in the mornings for our swim. His mother can teach him the way to behave, but she won't make a sissy out of him. Not him, not my boy, not Bill. My boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bully will boss him around. I don't give a hang what he does, as long as he does what he likes. He can sit in his tail or work in a rail with a hammer and spikes. He can ferry a boat in a river or pedal a pack on his back, or work up and down the streets of a town with a whip and a horse and a hack. He can haul a scow along a canal, run a cow around a corral, or maybe bark for a carousel. Of course, it takes talent to do that well. He might be a champ of the heavyweights, or a fellow that sells you glue, or president of the United States. That'd be all right, too. His mother would like that, but he wouldn't be president unless he wanted to be. Not Bill. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No fat bottom, flabby face, pot bellied, draggy eyed bully will boss him around. And I'm hanged if he'll marry his boss's daughter, a skinny-lipped lady with blood like water, who'll give him a peck and call it a kiss, and look in his eyes through a lorgnette. Say, why am I taking on like this? My kid ain't even been born yet. I can see him when he's 17 or so, and starting in to go with a girl. I can give him lots of pointers, very sound, on the way to get round any girl. I can tell him.
Wait a minute. Could it be? What the? What if he is a girl? Oh, Bill. Bill. What would I do with her? What could I do for her? A bum with no money.
And have fun with a son, but you gotta be a father to a girl. She mightn't be so bad at that, a kid with ribbons in her hair, a kind of sweet and petite little tintype of her mother. What a pair, my little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. Meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few young fellers of two or three, but my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me. I gotta get ready before she comes. I gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never knew how to get money.
but I'll try. I'll go out and make it, or steal it, or take it, or die.
From the 1955 film version of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel, Gordon McRae sang Billy Bigelow's Soliloquy.
Let's go to that other familiar film, Oklahoma, before we get into a few things you might not be that familiar with. From Oklahoma, we're going to listen to Surrey with the Fringe on Top. Once again, Gordon McRae, and he's joined with the voices of Shirley Jones and Charlotte Greenwood.
When I take you out tonight with me, honey, here's the way it's gonna be. You will sit behind a team of snow white horses in the slickest gig you ever see. Chicks and ducks and geese better scurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. Watch that fringe and see how it flutters when I drive them high-stepping strutters. Nosy pokes will peek through the shutters and their eyes will pop. The wheels are yellow, the upholstery's brown, the dashboard's genuine leather. With eyes and glass curtains, you can roll right down in case there's a change in the weather. Two bright side lights winking and blinking. Ain't no finer rig, I'm a-thinking. You can keep your rig if you're thinking that I'd care to swap for that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Would you say the fringe was made of silk?
Wouldn't have no other kind but silk.
Has it really got a team of snow white horses?
One's like snow, the other's more like milk. All the world will fly in a flurry when I take you out in the Surrey. When I take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top. When we hit that road hell for leather, cats and dogs will dance in the heather, birds and frogs will sing all together, and the toads will hop. The wind will whistle as we rattle along, the cows will moo in the clover, the river will ripple out a whispered song and whisper it over and over. And it never stop in that shiny little Surrey with the fringe on the top.
Stars getting blurry when we ride back home in the Surrey, riding slowly home in the Surrey with the fringe on top. I can feel the day getting older, feel a sleepy head near my shoulder, nodding, drooping close to my shoulder till it falls kerplop. The sun is swimming on the rim of a hill. The moon is taking a header. And just as I'm thinking all the earth is still, a lark will wake up. hush, you bird, my baby's a-sleepin'. Maybe got a dream worth a-keepin'. Whoa, you team, and just keep a-creepin' at a slow clip, clop. Don't you hurry with the surrey, with the fringe on the top.
From the soundtrack to the film version of Oklahoma, that was Gordon McRae with Shirley Jones and Charlotte Greenwood with the surrey with the fringe on top.
Gordon McRae made a film version of a famous operetta opposite Catherine Grayson when he filmed The Desert Song. And during the 1950s, Gordon McRae also made several studio cast recordings of operettas opposite the likes of Dorothy Kiersten and Lucille Norman. From The Desert Song, we're going to hear Gordon McRae and the chorus sing The Riff Song.
Over the ground, there comes a sound. It is the drum, drum, drum of hoofbeats in the sand. Quiver with fear if you are near. It is the thunder of the shadow and his band. And all who plunder learn to understand. Be hiding low. It means the rifts are abroad. Go before you've bitten the sword. Oh, that's the sound that comes to warn you so. In the night or early morn, you know. If you're the red shadow's foe, the rifts will strike with a blow that brings you
woe.
Comes to warn you so. In the night or early morn, you know. If you're the red shadow's foe, the wrist will strike with a blow.
Gordon McRae and the chorus with The Riff Song from Romberg's The Desert Song.
We'll continue with that Desert Song recording, and we have Gordon McRae again with One Alone.
Lonely as a desert breeze, I may wander where I please, yet I keep on longing just to rest a while, where a sweetheart's tender eyes take the place of sand and skies, all the world forgotten in one woman's smile. One alone to be my own. Worshipping soul possesses. At her call, I'd give my all my life and all my love enduring. This would be a magic world to me.
Desert Song, that was Gordon McRae with One Alone. This is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Otten.
And we're remembering Gordon McRae on The Dress Circle.
Let's go now to some of the films that Gordon McRae made during the 1950s. And in 1953, he did a film called Three Sailors and a Girl. He played opposite Jane Powell, who was a charming leading lady. And from the soundtrack of that film, which is now available on a sepia CD, we're going to hear Jane Powell and Gordon McRae sing There Must Be a Reason from Three Sailors and a Girl.
There must be a reason why I look at you and sigh. There are many, I suppose, but somehow those I think of just don't apply. There must be a reason for that something in your kiss, 'cause I've been kissed before, but never quite like this. There must be an answer, one that any fool could see. I could almost give you 10, but never when you're dancing so close to me. If I should ask a wise man to explain why I thrill to your charms, he would say you're in love, and the reason's right there in your arms. I could almost give you 10, but never when you're dancing so close to me. If I should ask a wise man to explain why I thrill to your charms, he would say we're in love, and the reason
Jane Powell joined Gordon McRae for There Must Be a Reason, a song by Fain and Kahn from the soundtrack of Three Sailors and a Girl.
Now, we should mention that Gordon McRae did appear on Broadway. We're talking about films now, but he was on Broadway three times. Junior Miss in 1942, he was a replacement. Three to Make Ready, and then he replaced Robert Preston in I Do, I Do in 1967. And he also appeared in stock around the country in places like Columbus, Ohio. He did quite a few shows in Columbus, Paint Your Wagon, Milk and Honey, Kismet, but he also appeared in Kansas City and in other summer stock tours as well. Well, let's get back to one of his film roles, and he was paired with Doris Day in several films, and they made a very happy couple for audiences. This time it's By the Light of the Silvery Moon from 1953. Here he is with Doris Day to sing Your Eyes Have Told Me So.
I saw your eyes, your wonderful eyes, with love light and tenderness beaming.
They thrilled me through, they filled me too with wonderful dreams I am dreaming.
No need to speak, no more shall I seek, for my heart has taught me their meaning.
And love has come at last, I know.
Your eyes have told me so.
Bill.
Hmm?
Would you like to go someplace where we can talk? We haven't talked yet.
Later. Sure feels good dancing with my girl like this.
Do you think you'll feel the same way after?
After?
After we're married.
You'll always be my girl.
You'll always be my husband.
No need to speak, no more shall I seek, for my heart has taught me her meaning.
And love has come at last, I know. Your eyes have told me so.
Gordon McRae with Doris Day, and yeah, I had to rhyme them like that. From By the Light of the Silvery Moon, the song Your Eyes Have Told Me So.
In several of their films, Day and McRae sang old songs, not songs written especially for the film, but songs that the older members of the audience would be familiar with. And that's true of our next song, which comes from the soundtrack of a 1951 film called On Moonlight Bay. Doris Day and Gordon McRae sing Till We Meet Again.
You know the song all the doughboys are singing. Smile a while, I kiss you fond adieu.
Sad adieu.
When the clouds roll by,
I've come to you.
Then the skies will seem more blue. Down in Lover's Lane, my dearie, wedding bells will merrily, every tear will be a memory. So wait and pray each night for me till we meet again.
Wedding every tear will be a memory. So wait and pray each night for me till we meet again.
We had to go back to one of my LPs for that recording of Till We Meet Again from On Moonlight Bay, which featured Doris Day and Gordon McRae.
One of their hit films was T for Two, and T for Two was an updating, changing, adaptation, and generally reworking of No, No, Nanette by Vincent Humans. So, of course, they had to add other songs, and they went to a Warren and Dubin song that had appeared, once again, as Ted mentioned, an older song. I think it was in Dames, and I think when this song was sung, there were thousands of Ruby Keelers populating the soundstage, which horrified me as a child. Here is Gordon McRae from T for Two to sing I Only Have Eyes for You.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in the garden or on a crowded avenue. Here, so am I.
Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from
T for Two. That was I Only Have Eyes for You, featuring, who else? Gordon McRae.
We're going to another film that required the use of an older recording because there are no modern recordings of the soundtrack to West Point Story, a 1950 film. In that film, Gordon McRae sang a song by Stein and Kahn called You Love Me.
You love me, the miracle of miracles. You love me, in every dream you seem so unattainable. It's not explainable, and yet you're mine, you're mine. Believe me, believe me. I'm sure this heart of mine would not deceive me. And even if you never say it, this I know is true. You love me just as I love you.
From the musical film West Point Story, that was Gordon McRae with You Love Me. We hope you're listening to this broadcast as a financially supporting member of whatever public radio station you listen to. Public radio needs your dollars, and public radio could not exist without your financial support.
Our next song is one that we have only because it was included when Titania Records put out the soundtrack to Look for the Silver Lining. This was a Victor Herbert Buddy De Silva song from the musical Mademoiselle Modiste, and it's A Kiss in the Dark.
Oh, a kiss in the dark was to her. Dark, but it kindled those sparks
dark was to her just a lark, but to me it was a thrill supreme. Just a kiss in the dark, but it kindled the spark. The awakening of love's young dream.
That time Gordon McRae sang a Victor Herbert song, A Kiss in the Dark, originally from Mademoiselle Modiste.
For Capitol Records during the 1950s, two of their leading vocalists were Gordon McRae and Joe Stafford, and I have about half a dozen LPs where they sang together. Not all of the material has made it onto CD, unfortunately, but this song has, because it charted at number one. It's a song from a musical by Frank Lesser called Where's Charlie? And Gordon McRae and Joe Stafford sing, My Darling, My Darling.
My darling, my darling,
I've wanted to call you my darling for many and many a day.
My darling, my darling,
I fluttered and fled like a starling, my courage just melted away. Now all at once you've kissed me, and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say.
Except my darling, my darling,
get used to that name of my darling, it's here to stay.
You are my darling, my darling, I've wanted to call you my darling
for many and many a day.
And you know, my darling, my darling,
I fluttered and fled like a starling, my courage just melted away.
Now all at once you've kissed me,
and there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say.
Except my darling, my darling,
get used to the name of my darling, it's here,
it's here
to stay.
Don't go away, my darling, doo-doo-doo,
my darling.
Let's go to a beautiful song sung by a beautiful voice. Gordon McRae singing How Do You Speak to an Angel from Hazel Flagg.
Alone for a moment.
was I lost in a cloud? Do you speak to an angel in a whisper, or do you just say,
close with Irving Berlin's classic song, Always.
I'll be loving you always, with a love that's true. Helping hand, I will understand. Always, always, days may not be fair. Always, that's when I'll be there. Just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always. Days may not be fair.
We hope you've enjoyed remembering Gordon McRae, and if there's someone you'd like us to try to remember, as long as we have the recordings, we will remember that person, drop us a line, and let us know. Next week, we're going to be taking a look at the Hugh Martin Songbook. You don't know who he is, but you know his music, so please join us. Until then, this is Michael Kanacki.
And this is Ted Ott.
Wishing you a very pleasant evening from The Dress Circle.